everyone, and welcome to our video today. Today we're going to be talking to Ben Barker about what's wrong with sadomasochism, or BDSM. So hi, Ben.
Hi.
Can you introduce yourself for all of our viewers today?
Absolutely. My name is Ben Barker. I'm a writer, activist, and farmer from southeastern Wisconsin. I've been an activist for about 8 or 9 years, and specifically a pro-feminist activist for the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay, and I'm JC, and I'm the executive director of antipornography.org, which is a non-religious, non-partisan, non-profit organization that works to prevent and combat the devastating harms of pornography, prostitution, and sex trafficking. So included in that, actually on our website, we say, and all other forms of sexual exploitation and abuse. And in that category, we feel, belongs sadomasochism and BDSM. And we're not just talking about the practice of it in real life, but also it occurs a lot in pornography. In fact, I would say that pornography is becoming more and more sadomasochistic over time. But before we get into a discussion of that and what's wrong with that, Ben, why don't you describe, if you're going to say that you're against BDSM or sadomasochism or what's wrong with them, why don't we describe for people what that actually means? How would you define that?
Sure. Well, I think that using the acronym is a little bit concealing of the implications of BDSM. So if we spell it out, it maybe doesn't sound as glamorous. So that's BDSM, bondage, discipline, sadomasochism. Bondage is obviously tying someone up. Discipline, somebody is going to be disciplining the person in bondage. Sado actually comes from the word sadism, which is traced back to actually a man who was a writer named the Marquis de Sade. And he was writing these books in the 1700s that depicted women and both female and male children being sexually violated and murdered. But not just, this wasn't just fictional. He himself participated, in violence, sexualized violence against all of these people. And then the last one, masochism, is basically trying to, assert that some people really love being hurt.
Got it.
So this definition, the word speaks for itself, but, you know, the practice can vary, but in essence, my own personal shorter definition is this is eroticized domination, and this is a ritualized submission.
Okay, so speaking of dominance and submission, some definitions that I've seen of BDSM actually kind of do a duplicate definition for D and S. And so you said D was, what you said, right, exactly. But for some people, the middle two letters, D and S, also mean dominance and submission, and not just discipline and sadism, right? So
right.
That covers that as well. Okay, good. And so would you say sadomasochism is the same as BDSM, or is there some difference?
Yeah, I would say the same. The B and the D that I use, that's bondage. Discipline, I think, just refers to different methods of sadomasochism.
All right. So these days, sadomasochism, or BDSM, is actually quite popular in our culture, and the 50 Shades of Grey trend, unfortunately, is just making it all the more popular. And people seem to think it's something fun and sexy. They refer to it as kink or kinky, and seem to think it's something that can spice up their sex lives with a little role-playing in the bedroom. So what do you think of that, and do you think these people are misguided, or what's the deal?
Well, I think that we live in a profoundly sick culture, and I think that the sexuality of most members of this culture is equally ailing. And the sickness has a name, and that's called patriarchy. So male dominance is universal and definitely doesn't stop at the bedroom. I think that we don't know a sexuality outside of this excessively violent culture. So to add more violence to try to somehow liven up the sexuality is actually the reverse, I think, of what would create an actually fulfilling type of sexuality.
Well, that makes sense. So you said that the sickness of our society is patriarchy. Was that right?
Yeah, that's one of the, I think, central sicknesses.
Among others, right? Okay, so can you just can you just explain to people what you mean by that and how that ties into sadomasochism a little more?
Absolutely. Well, the larger culture is male-dominated, and in every sphere of our life, from the most institutional to the most intimate, men have power over women and everybody else, and men use that power to benefit men. And that's always at the expense of women as a group and children as a group and the natural world as a group. And this dominance becomes sexualized. So men's sexuality, the way that men get off, to be blunt, is by hurting other people, specifically women. So BDSM is really nothing new, because the pain that women experience in the larger culture is what men require to feel sexually alive. So reproducing this in the bedroom is just that, a reproduction. It's not progressive, it's not edgy, and it's not going to lead us to a less sick world.
Well, that makes sense. So we know from experience that there are going to be people who are watching this who are going to be thinking or saying, well, Ben, you're acting as if all sadomasochism is men dominating women. It's often the other way around. There's lots of women who dominate men, and they switch back and forth, and it's not, you know, totally the way you're describing it. So what would you say to that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that a lot of this concern and other concerns like it are really approaching the issue from an individual perspective. So what's happening in this particular instance? But the larger systematic, excuse me, issue paints a pretty stark picture of this kind of domination and submission dynamic being rooted in male dominance and female submission. This is where it originates, and men are most invested in maintaining it because all men everywhere benefit from the power they receive over women. So there may be some women, and I know there are, who whose sexual tastes somehow, by one reason or another, are shaped to engage in and enjoy BDSM. But I think for the majority of the world's women, that luxury does not exist. The majority of the world's women are struggling under crushing poverty, under routine sexual violation, and on and on. And so we may have particular individual instances where women are playing some kind of dominant role, but really when we look at the larger culture, it becomes a sick joke, because where else in this world do women dominate? And moreover, if we want to create, if we want to challenge those dynamics of male domination and female submission, why would we think that reproducing more domination and submission just with the sexes split would help to bring about some kind of more desirable culture? Why don't we strive towards a culture where we are living in communion with one another, where we are actually equal in the most real sense and share sexuality totally outside of the framework of domination and submission?
Well, we think that sounds great, which is why we have a Just Say No to Sadomasochism channel. But not everybody agrees, and we get a lot of people who say to us, well, like they're talking about themselves as a couple. Well, we like sharing power in our sex lives. It's natural and healthy for us, and it works for us, and it's not harmful, and we're just role-playing, and we don't take it seriously, and it doesn't harm anybody else. And so who are you to tell us what to do in our sex lives? It's none of your business, and, you know, it's healthy and works for us, and it's improved our relationship. So what would you say to that?
I'd say a couple of things. First of all, it is my business because as a human being, I have the right to critique sexual practices in this culture that I see as harmful to other human beings. On a more personal level, I just lost a friend from a sexualized act of male violence. He killed her. So I think it's really every person's right to make opinions and to say those opinions out loud when it comes to actions that they perceive as harming someone else. Well, I think that it's, again, a testament to the sad state of our world as ruled by patriarchy, that we think our sexuality inherently includes power dynamics. I think that we should imagine a little bit beyond that place and imagine instead a sexuality that isn't based on someone having power over another person, that is how it has to be and it just depends who's in power or not, but rather a kind of shared power that isn't held above anyone else, but is created simply by sharing our bodies and sharing that space, however we both choose.
Okay, so we know some people will just say to that, oh, Ben, you're just taking this far too seriously. We're just role-playing. We're not really engaging in any power trips on anybody else. We're not really harming them. We're just playing. That's why they call it a scene, you know. It's just not that serious. So what would you say to that?
Well, I would say, why don't you play the part of sexuality after a violent patriarchy? Because I think that what roles are being played are nothing new. You know, it's just the role, roles that are most common within this violent culture where, you know, at least a fourth of all women are raped or fend off rape attempts in their lifetime. There's nothing new about this.
Okay, so for those people who are practicing BDSM and who consider it a lifestyle and one that they embrace and it's a sexual freedom for them, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say that there's no freedom that comes without responsibility, or rather freedom without responsibility is arrogant and destructive. So, you know, I could fancy doing anything I want, but as soon as it affects another, then I have to take into consideration if that is an appropriate freedom or desire on my part. And I would just say that if you are engaged in BDSM, you need to be aware that this has broader implications. This is not contained to the bedroom. You know, first of all, how do you, as a person, become shaped or socialized into believing that sexuality is always a game of violence or domination? And second of all, if you are a compassionate human being and you want to stop the epidemic of sexual violence in the world, then how does acting out sexual violence in your free time enable or prevent you from looking at situations, you know, here in the United States where, like I said, a quarter of all women are raped or fend off rape attempts, or, you know, look at situations elsewhere in the world, like in the Congo, where rape is a literal weapon of war.
Got it. Well, there's a lot of good food for thought there. Okay, good. So is there anything else that you'd like to say about what's wrong with sadomasochism and why people should not practice it or support it?
Sure. Well, one of the other arguments that I hear a lot in defense of sadomasochism is that it is a method of healing from past trauma or past sexual violence. And as someone who has been sexually abused myself, as someone who knows many people who have endured sexual abuse, I have to say that, you know, we need to find new ways of healing. If reproducing sexual violence is our way of healing, I believe that not only will we never heal, but that we are far more likely to accept or even perpetuate that same sexual violence that so traumatized us in the first place.
Well, that makes sense to us. All right. Well, we really appreciate you talking about this. And just to let people know, Ben has written a couple of articles in which he mentions the harms of sadomasochism. So we're going to be putting some links to those in the description of this video. And we've also done some other videos with Ben on different issues, for instance, pornography and prostitution and the harms of those. So we're going to put links to those as well in the description. So if you'd like to hear more from Ben, who has many articulate and wonderful and important things to say, please check those out. Okay, Ben. So thank you so much, and thank you, viewers out there, for checking it out. And please feel free to comment and to like this video and share it, and don't forget to subscribe. So thanks again, Ben.
Thank you, and thank everyone for listening and watching in.
Okay, great. Bye.
Bye now.
Mm-hmm.